Different regions of the U.S. think of environmental issues differently. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Luke Fowler, assistant professor in the Department of Public Policy at Boise State University, determines that citizens want environmental protection, but come to different conclusions on who should provide it.
A Gallup poll from March 2016 found that a majority of Americans favored environmental protection over both economic growth and energy development. And while these same respondents expressed concern over a variety of environmental conditions, only 42% self-identify as environmentalists, down from 78% in 1991. While these trends seem to be contradictory, environmentalism is much more than support for environmental protection and concern for conditions. Environmental attitudes are complex and come in many shapes and forms. In today's world, environmentally concerned citizens do not have to fit into stereotypical ideas of environmentalism from previous decades. Rather, they can find ways to rely more on public or private institutions or themselves to find solutions to their local environmental problems. Recent state-level findings on environmental attitudes indicate that the western states and northeastern states are among the most environmentally supportive regions in the U.S. However, those living in the western states prefer a greater reliance on both private businesses and individuals rather than public institutions to address environmental issues. On the other hand, the northeastern states prefer public institutions to fill that role. These trends are related to a wider political culture that prefers individualism in the West and government as a solution in the Northeast. Communities in these states have responded to public opinion by shifting the environmental responsibility to create policies that are both environmentally responsible and adhere to local beliefs. Environmentalism comes in many different shapes and forms, and citizens should consider which shape and form candidates are advocating in the upcoming elections. It's not all environmentalism is equal. They should also remember that much of the work of protecting the environment happens at the state and local level, where large variations in public attitudes exist. So the race for the White House isn't the only election that matters this year.
That was Luke Fowler of Boise State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.